No, that's not Escobar counting his money back in the 80s in the cocaine. No. That's Patrick Mahomes, quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, and a lot of stuff over the weekend, but boy, I'll tell you what, nothing beat that breaking story last night. Biggest contract in the history of professional sports, and I'm sure it had a lot of you last night running to see just how big all those contracts are. We say good morning. After a few extra days off and coming back, after last night, I was like, all right, well, this will be an interesting one, especially as I say good morning to Zach's back with us and Hollywood's back with us. Fellas, that contract, including some of the wording, which I'm not sure what the hell it is. I'm sure today people will be getting more information from Lee Steinberg, Patrick Mahomes' agent, on this 10-year extension, plus the two is 12, for somewhere between $450 and $503 million with incentives and all the other things that I have no idea about, but I do know this. Whatever the number, from a low of $450 to a high of $503, I guess, if you get everything, that's one hell of a contract there, boys, for sure. Wow.
Yeah, sign me up. I don't care if it's guaranteed mechanisms is a word that we'll all be learning about in the next day or two from Lee Steinberg or Adam Schefter or Mike Florio or whatever the case may be. But when I see it includes $477 million in guaranteed mechanisms, sign me up. Just tell me where to sign and I'm good to go.
Yeah, whatever it is, it sounds pretty right. good. I'm with you. Like, okay, well, you know, maybe these contracts get a little more sophisticated with their verbiage, but I sure like to see what these contracts are going to look like after this 2 years are up, because they picked up his fifth year year. So now I'm really curious to see this thing as it breaks down. But whatever the amount is and whoever controls the back end of the years, if he plays well on behalf of every quarterback I've ever seen, including the guy who was my roommate, whatever his money, he got it. They never said, hey, we're going to have to cut you back. Special player, going to fill up the stadium, off to one of the great starts in the history of the NFL, minus sitting on the bench his first year. 76 touchdowns, 18 picks, already a league MVP and a Super Bowl winning MVP as well.
Right.
Not a bad start for 2 years, including the one he had to sit on the bench before he got a chance to really play outside of the last game of the season. So here we are, man. And yeah, we kind of started off today with big, big money, crazy weekend. A lot of stuff we'll jump all over this morning. How many people out there, as soon as they got richest sports contracts and we saw Mahomes, whether you want to work off the 450, the 477, or the 503, with everything, how many people out there went and looked up richest sports contracts to see? I did.
Oh,
I know,
of course.
I did.
Right, of course.
I was like, wow, now I forgot. Like, what the hell did John Carlos Stanton make again when he was here? So, yeah, Stanton's up. He's still strong. Don't worry about old John Carlos Stanton. He's still right there in the top five or six with 325. But, yeah, the money, I think especially the sport really surprised people.
Right.
Such a team sport with a 53-man roster to see a quarterback get that kind of money. And then the crazy part is three of the top five contracts per year still belong to baseball players, which is kind of crazy. And the one that got me last night, Canelo Alvarez, signed a contract for $365 million. How's that for? I don't know. You know, his fights just don't do anything for me. And,
me either.
And I love boxing, and I get it. And I know some hardcore boxing fans go, "What the hell? You sound stupid," and all that stuff. I mean, hell, I think more about the Mexican meat now when I think about Canelo Alvarez. But it's the craziest thing. I get the heavyweights. The heavyweights do more for me than Canelo Alvarez. They really.
Well, the technical
do,
boxers are boring, right? Aren't they considered boring to a point? If you're not a real true boxing fan, you don't want to see. You want to see someone get knocked out. You don't want to see a 12 round decision.
I'm okay if two guys nail each other. I don't need to see a fifth round or sixth round or seventh round knockout. I don't. UFC's made a big run on boxing. There's no question about, including this Masvidal and Usman fight that's coming up this weekend that they like got like just a couple days ago, and Masvidal goes, "I'll take it. Let's go. Let's put me over on Fight Island. Get me done." And I'm like, "Damn, that's a hell of a fight coming up here in just a few days." But the boxing thing, I still like the heavyweights. I do. I put the heavyweights right up there because at any given time they can drop each other and all that stuff. But yeah, boxing's just, you know, I always say this, and I hate going old school, but the old fights were just so good at, and I'm not just talking Frazier and Ali and Foreman. If you like the Tyson stuff, although, you know, Tyson was knocking people out in seconds, although people loved it. I mean, then they used to complain it was a first-minute knockout there for a while. But all the other great fighters, Roberto Durant, and that whole group of guys during that time that you could go through, were just seemed like every weight category was just so much fun. And boxing has lost that. And UFC... You know, and maybe it's because of the time we're living in where you stay home and sitting there and you're trying to stay safe. So they go, UFC's on again. I got to tell you, UFC has done I don't know where their popularity is, but I don't know if it's, they got me watching a lot more. And I was kind of, let's wait and see. And now I'm watching guys, I don't even know who they are. I have no idea. I'm not sitting here and trying to be a fraud on a Tuesday morning.
But top-heavy names, UFC is bigger now, just with top-heavy names. Like, those are the same, you know, like, if you saw these same names in boxing like there was back in the day, if you saw a Tyson Holyfield fight or even Lennox Lewis, I'm just going staying in that kind of category, Lennox Lewis, Evander Holyfield, or the possibility of Tyson and Lewis, when that was top-heavy like that, it was very, very popular. I just think that the difference is now is that you hear more about Conor or Masvidal or someone like that. And Floyd Mayweather is probably the biggest name still in boxing, and he hasn't boxed in how long?
Yeah, no.
Well, no, nothing. I disagree. I think there's a lot of good names in boxing right now, especially in the heavyweight, you know, division. Canelo is the biggest draw of all of them, like you mentioned before. But I think the difference is the UFC is able to put the fights that everyone wants to see together. Right. They don't have an issue. They have a commissioner, and they have a you know, basically a league, and they're able to put the fights that people want to see, you know, in a timely fashion. Like, boxing really struggles with that.
That's a great point. Dana White gets it done and MFs you, and he's kind of a, you know, he's a big part of this thing. I was just listening to him this morning on some interviews he did about putting this fight together. And he just, like, if you get in his way, he like, verbally kicks your ass and says stuff about you and uses F-bombs and whatever it takes and calls you the P-word and he just keeps going, right? And it's like he's kind of a likable kind of guy the way he gets things together. And if they bitch about money, he goes, "All right, go find something else to do, no problem." And next thing you know, he's got all these guys fighting. Hell, some of these guys are fighting back-to-back weeks. Some of these UFC fights, they go, "Well, the guy he knocked him out in the first first round. So he's in a fight. We already recommend. Why don't you just fight next week?" You know, the guy goes, "Oh, yeah, I need the money. Let's do it. I feel great." I mean, that's just awesome. Like, yeah.
But these guys have no choice, Joe. I mean, where else are they going to go? It's not like boxing. You can set up your own, you know, your own card and all this different stuff. I mean, these UFC guys don't have much of a choice. They do get a raw deal, though, with the money. It's a terrible deal for them, but they have no choice.
Well, listen, everything's hurt right now, and the fact is, because there's no butts in seats, this guy is still, and I'm dying to see this. They're already pay-per-viewing the hell out of this one, and to see what it does. But, hey, I got to tell you, even golf, I haven't seen the golf numbers. Maybe you guys looked it up, see what CBS has been doing the last couple of weeks. But I found myself, just because there's not that much live stuff, and there was no Tiger, and there's a lot of guys not in, a couple of guys tested positive. And I still watch that Bryson DeChambeau hits that friggin' ball 200 miles. I found myself, I ended up watching a few hours, and I had no intention of doing that. None. And then this guy's up there, and his story is crazy. he's kind of the freak of the tour right now because he just bombing drives, averaging 350 yards a drive. 350 yards a drive. Some of them went 370, a lot of 360s in there. I mean, he's just swinging. I don't know how he didn't blow his back out. I mean, he put all this weight on. He's got this high-calorie program he's on, eating like he's an offensive lineman. I swear to God, he is eating like he's an offensive lineman. Came out and said he's eating, I don't know if he was joking, 3,000 calories a day, and of course everybody's laughing. They said that sounded like breakfast, but I don't know if you caught that show. And but, you know, he won the tournament. And but the fact is it's live. It's something really going on, a little pressure in the sand or, you know, stroke back, stroke up. But just whether it's UFC or golf, just because all these others, so I'm telling you, whichever of these sports get past this positive COVID-19 testing and get the results back on time, there's going to be a lot of people watching. There is going to be a lot of people watching whatever these sports are able to get up, rolling. You know, the FC Dallas team had to come home from Orlando. They're not going to be. They just had so many players test positive. Even a damn coach tested positive for it. So they said, we're out of the tournament. We're going to try to go home and get healthy before this thing starts. But, hey, listen, and that's the other story this morning is, I mean, these numbers keep going up. I'm gonna believe it when I see it, fellas. I don't know if you guys are feeling that same way. It's the same story. The numbers keep going up. And, you know, if you want to just start, I'll start on the West Coast. Southern California, Texas, Arizona.
Right, don't forget Arizona, right?
South Florida. Well, actually all over the state of Florida. We just happen to have a large population.
But our three counties down here between Palm Beach, Broward, and Dade make up, you know, more than half the state.
So I just look at that and I'm like, you know, you start looking at all the college and professional teams in those areas, and I don't know how the Canes are going to do it, football team. The Dolphins are going to do it. I am really curious with so many people it takes to make up a roster of first, second, and third team offense, defense, special teams, and the numbers. I know the NFL's talking about dropping numbers back from 90 into the 80s, maybe between 70 and 80 players for camp now. Cutting, and they're going to have to make some cuts. Actually, it's kind of weird making cuts after you put your 90-man or 88-man roster together, but that's where we are right now.
Joe, we're 52 days away from week zero in college football.
I know. And
52 days, right.
How many people out there are starting to believe you? You're just looking at, listen, I'm just doing common sense, just looking at it going, let me see, Arizona State, right. UCLA, right. USC, Miami, Texas, you know, all those schools, all the football schools, and you're like, how in the hell are you going to be able to start on time and not have that thing spread like it has? And on some teams already, just in workouts, spread out workouts. They're right. Not touching each other. I mean, outside a little bump and run on the outside, but they're not doing 11-on-11. And I'm just like, this thing's screaming spring college football. It is screaming right now that they may have to go to it. And the NFL is going to try to fight its way through. So we'll see. Hey, listen, Marlins players, what, four Marlins players, three Heat players have already tested positive on this stuff, and they're getting ready to start it up. So I'm just sitting back. Hey, listen, I got my fingers crossed. I want to see it. I'm not throwing a negative Nancy on you this morning. I hope it happens because anybody can do it. Because right now the big winners, NASCAR, golf, the right. PGA Tour, and UFC. Yep. I mean, they like UFC, every time you turn around, Dana White's up, going to the island, going to Vegas, going to casino. I mean, he's got something working out of our own backyard. We're just going to do it out of our workout facility. And he's got a card ready to go on whatever night it might be. And
Joe, just imagine college football being played in the spring without about 20 to 30 to 100 of the best players in college football actually playing because they're all worried about the draft going on during their season.
Yeah, that would be an so my.
Well, I think the NFL will get a little flexible if that has to happen, right?
Well, they already put out a report. They said they're uninterested in accommodating college football.
But I think at the end of the day, they probably would, right?
I have trouble believing. Now, listen, the problem's really going to be not that these guys don't finish the season unless they're banged up and their team's not very good. I think you're going to lose some guys from that in the regular season if a guy's like hurting and not playing at a high level. He's banged up, and his team's sitting there at 4-7. I could see him cutting out, and then the guys playing in crappy bowl games. They're all none of them are going to play. Like, I'm out. You go play. You go play in Baton Rouge. I'm out. You go play in the Sun Bowl where it's snowing. I'm out. Guys just aren't going to play in those. But I think the guys will play in most of their conference games. I really do. But we are going to lose some more guys. There's no question. Right. And the guys that are on good teams will finish it out, and the guys that aren't will, especially if they're banged up. I get it. It's a crazy year. So, Zach, I don't know what that number might be, but listen, it's going to be an interesting one with potential of what is going on for college football. Who, my God, you got to get these numbers. But, hey, don't worry about that mask and that social distancing. Don't. It's really overrated. It really is. It's 6:20. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
All right. Little update on COVID-19 powered by AirPros $79 service call. Call the pros that know AirPros, acrepair.com. As of last night, Florida now 206,447 COVID-19 cases. Miami-Dade 48,992. Broward County 21,856. Palm Beach 17,242. And Monroe total now of 380 cases of COVID-19. This update on COVID-19 is powered by AirPros $79 service call. Call the pros that know. AirPros, acrepair.com.
All right, and worse than that, on that topic, Miami-Dade County is closing restaurants, takeout. We're back to takeout and delivery. Gyms, same boat. Some other different groups also will be closing, but the big one, closing restaurants again. What a just a feel terrible, just a punch in the gut once again. I mean, it's been hard enough working at 50% capacity.
Right.
For people that need their gyms, and you know, you feel bad. I mean, somebody owns all those restaurants, somebody owns those gyms, and we got people that really just don't want to follow the rules, and honestly, they're not going to. I said before the 4th of July weekend, like, there were people, I guess, out on the beach talking about all this stuff, and nobody really gets it, and they were just, you know, and...
You mean the people protesting right in front of the beach?
Yeah.
Which we saw again, which is, I mean, do people like the beach that much?
I just, listen, I've already said I've lived down here since 1980, and I've been to the beach about 15 times.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. It's hot. You get sand all over the place. Like, you're wiping sand off yourself in different parts of your body for the next week. Like, the beach sucks.
And no, people
are protesting out there the biggest deal in the world.
You can't
put $5 in the jar for that one. The beach sucks. Come on.
People like the beach. That's a dumb
beach
comment.
A pain in the ass. Unless you're staying in one of those nice hotels, you got a room to go into.
I know, but you can't say like people like come down here to spend thousands of dollars to be at South Beach.
All right, the beach sucks is a little harsh. I'll give you that. But I just don't understand protesting for the beach to be open. Like, I didn't realize people liked it that much.
Well, you're not taking away for their life. You're just saying, hey, can you help us out this weekend? It's usually crazy amounts of people, and they were out there. And listen, nobody's going to change. I don't know. We keep talking about this, and everybody's talking about it, and we still have people saying it's make-believe, and you're not going to get affected, and 1% gets affected or whatever, and... Outside of that, I mean, you're going to be fine if you do get a little chest cold or something, maybe a little fever, but you're fine. Hell, you get that when you get a cold sometimes or the flu. So you got this, and now it's a lot of young people. They're like,
right?
They saw those numbers, like, yeah, I know where I'm in good shape, man. It can't affect me. So we got this going on, and so we have to go through this, And
there were
course,
some serious parties over the weekend. You saw the videos of.
Oh,
of course.
What was that one in Michigan, Missouri? Right.
Which, yeah, by the way, they're going after the person who threw that party. They're trying to arrest that guy.
Yeah, but can you imagine this? I know the police has been a real target of conversation the last few months. Can you imagine being a police officer and you hear from your where you work from your police chief? He says, "Hey guys, I just heard from the mayor. We got to start arresting people or right. like giving out citations and fining people." Like really? Like so they're liquored up, they're on the beach or at a bar. And now I got to be the one to go in and tell them they got to close. And by the way, here's your $200 fine. I mean, like, really? Of all the things we do, now we got to do this babysitting thing? Mm. I'd be pissed off if I was a police officer to the point of, like, that's the last thing I want to do, man. Last thing I want to do is start, you know, all the other jobs. And now I got this? So, I you know, but it's just... You know, they're talking about tighter enforcement needed and punishment needed. And I'm going, that's great. But, like, so apparently you can't just tell people because people really don't believe this. They're like, nah, it's not, you guys are making it up. Conspiracy has something to do with the way left. I'm like, no, it has to do with us getting everything open. It's not a political disease, I swear. Yeah.
But it is kind of crazy when you see the numbers from other countries right now and then you compare them to ours. Like, you look at population versus cases and you look at what you know everyone else around the world is doing and we're not very good.
Everyone else is shut down and put masks on.
Well, you can't not follow the rules, the few rules that are set up. And I understand they're frustrating. I do. And I don't follow them 100% sometimes either. But... You can't do that, and then you can't turn around and bitch when everything's closed and your favorite restaurant or your gym that you go to 6 days a week to get that pump. Right. I mean, you can't have it both ways. That's all. So anyway,
think about the mayor who we talked to and we'll probably talk to this week too after he puts out the mandate.
He's getting blasted. He's getting killed.
Well, he had to go back on what he said to a point because he had to open because all the restaurant owners. That he's got to, he clarified his order, it says, by saying outdoor dining would be permitted with some restrictions. This is after the restaurant, a lot of restaurant owners said, we're opening up regardless. You know, like, we're staying open regardless. So now he's got to have, so there will be outdoor dining in Miami with huge restrictions on it. But at least the fact that what it says, no more than four people at each table, appropriate distancing, the music's got to be played at a level that's not shouting. He had to do this because there's going to be a lot of restaurants in Miami that are like, screw this, we got to stay open.
Yeah.
Otherwise we're done.
I feel for them. I know we're doing sports. We're supposed to be doing sports here, but I get both sides of this about keeping things going. God, man, you're talking about great restaurants or
right,
you know, that are going. I can't keep doing this, man. I just, you know, and they're frustrated and they're threatening to close it for good and just shutting it down, and you know, it sucks for everybody.
But stinks, right?
These numbers.
Right. I mean, feel terrible for the servers too, man. Who are probably just getting back to getting some money and you know shut this thing down again because people won't follow the rules. Really sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. So, well, listen, we had a lot of stuff over the weekend, including that just monster, the biggest contract in sports that we've seen by Patrick Mahomes. We knew it was coming. Wasn't exactly sure. I think we all knew it was gonna be in the 400s. It was gonna be long term. It was gonna average out. Of course, TV contracts are coming up again, but Patrick Mahomes got himself a 10-year. He's got 2 years left on his contract, but a 10-year extension for $450 million that could go up to $503 million with incentives and everything else. And I'll just say this. If he plays at a high level and doesn't get injured, and he plays like all the other quarterbacks, and like, for instance, if this was Russell Wilson, he'd get all his money. If he was Aaron Rodgers, he'd get all his money. Tom Brady, if he plays at that level, he is going to see, and there's been no signs that he won't. My God, 76 touchdowns, 18 picks, points they're scoring per game to make it so much fun, and winning games, right? Including winning a Super Bowl. He's done it all for a guy 24 years old. And here's the crazy part. If he plays great, like there's no reason with the weapons and what they've done for their team, if he continues to play at a high level, he's only going to be 36 when this is done. We got guys getting new contracts at 36. I'm not saying 10-year, but getting a couple more year contract. If he wanted to keep playing and can stay healthy with the new rules and, that they have for quarterbacks protecting them, he could get a couple more years. It's not crazy. It's not crazy to think that he couldn't come out. Hell, he'd still be a couple years younger than I don't know how old Big Ben is now, but I know our starting quarterback right now, Ryan Fitzpatrick's, what, 38 years old, right, 39 right. years old, whatever it is. So he could still get himself another one. But, yeah, a crazy contract.
How old is Breeze and Brady? You know, look at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what is that, 42, 43 right. years old now?
Even if he gets another three or four-year deal or whatever, can you imagine that this is not his last contract possibly?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the crazy part.
All he got to do now is just figure out. He's obviously, no matter how you look at it, people want to break this down, and they're going to say, well, how many years is he in control, and how many years is the team in control? If he plays at a high level, it doesn't matter because you are not getting rid of a guy. Right. We had one of these guys, minus the Super Bowl MVP. We had one of these guys, and when you get one of those guys, they're special, and you got them for a long time, and you just kind of go about your business, and you don't worry about that. You got your number one draw. You got the toughest position to fill in the National Football League, probably the most important position in all of professional sports, and Kansas City's got their guy, and they made it clear, hell, we don't want to go through this in 4 years with him, where if he keeps playing the way he is, he'll be 28. And he's going to want another monster contract. So they tied him up long term, man. Long term for this contract. Crazy numbers. We'll have more on that stuff a little bit later in the show. Got a lot of stuff to get to as we get ready, getting closer to everybody going to camp. And of course, fighting not just to get in shape and get ready to go, but the COVID-19 test and the testing results that are going on here before everybody gets back to work. We'll have more on all that, plus the crusher, man. This story in the PGA Tour, watching this guy hit the ball is crazy how far he's hitting it and what he's done to be able to hit it this far. His story, have more on that if you had a chance to watch any of the PGA Tour coming up in just a moment. But first, want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers here. First thing in the morning, hope you had a chance to go out and take advantage of their open road sales event that's going on right now. That's right, the South Florida Chevy SUV family. We are fired up for all your midsize and small SUVs, especially for those of you getting ready to start cruising a little bit here before it's time to go back to work or get the kids back to school. I want to tell you all about not just my Tahoe. Of course, I love that big, beautiful, comfortable Tahoe. I love it. It's got everything you need, including plenty of room for you and the whole family if you like to sit on top of the road there. But let's talk about the 2020 Traverse. Boy, it just makes every drive worth the trip. It really does. It's a mid-size SUV, but it's spacious enough to accommodate a big family. Boy, I'm telling you, you look at it, you'd never believe it have that much space inside. The Equinox SUV, just for you. Just what you need, man. Again, a little smaller SUV, but it's just got everything. Especially, you still want something a little bit smaller, but gives you the comfort of an SUV. That's what you get. And then, my favorite, the Chevy Blazer. That 2020 Chevy Blazer got a new look. Styling. You're going to absolutely love it. It's out. It's one of the hottest things going in the Chevy family right now. Hey, find your reason to switch at your local South Florida Chevy dealer. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today. All right, we're back. Hope everybody made the best of it for the 4th of July. Although the fireworks, man, they were everywhere. Like, damn. They thought the shows... You know, it's so crazy right now. Honestly, everybody's putting in do's and don'ts or cut back or like half the time people run around going, you know, I'm not really sure what the rules are from county to county right now. Like, are you completely closed or partially closed? I can't do fireworks, but the city can do fireworks. And so it's been pretty crazy out there. Everybody's still trying to figure out, and we're going through something we may never go through again, to be honest, with all this stuff. And of course, so many fights about, especially the mask. It's incredible. The mask has become such a political topic to start with, and how many people get so upset in the videos. Ugh. Keep coming out. Some woman wiping out all the masks in a store and had them all over the floor. Now, it sounded like she wasn't all there. She was all over the place. And was she working for the government or something? I don't know what the hell that was all about. But, yeah, the crazies are coming out on top of it. Now maybe this is making all of us a little bit crazy. But I was sitting there watching this video going, wow, this is not normal behavior to go in a store and start wiping things out, knocking them on the floor. And then you see all these workers going, what the hell are you doing? What? You know?
Well, the crazy part is that every video now is getting crazier than the last video.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. We went from like, wow, look at these crazy people. There's one or two videos out or three videos out, to now we're getting two or three new videos every single day, and each one is getting a little bit more crazy. With now the crazy people filming and saying, look at these other crazy people. Like, it's nuts what's going on right now.
Well, you got that, and you just got people that just feel invincible to everything. These parties that you saw with kids, and I get it. You're young, you want to drink cold beer, and you want to chase hot babes and get lucky and party right next to your bro and jump up and down with your shirt off and jump in the water and chug beers and all that stuff. And they ain't following the rules. Like, you could, like, they're going to get in trouble. They're going to do it again next weekend. They're going to find a new place to go. They're not going to stop. There's going to be no reason for them to stop. And like I said before, do you really think the police want to run around on the Fort Lauderdale or Miami Beach and arrest people? Or not arrest people, but it could be.
Citations, right.
Yeah, exactly. Give out tickets, like parking tickets. Oh, you know what? We warned you. Came back here an hour later. You're still all over that girl and all her friends. Okay, come here.
How about the restaurant and bar owners that have been caught a couple times that you go and you see now, this bar was fined $100. This bar was fined $100. And then this one is a repeat offender. Here's a $15,000 fine for this one.
Yeah.
And that's happened a couple times in Fort Lauderdale. I've seen that now.
So, anyway, hey, by the way, not to bring it up, I know a lot of you guys, aren't big PGA fans and stuff, unless Tiger's playing. He's not playing yet. I don't know why, but he hasn't come back yet. I guess he'll wait till it gets closer to a major, but.
No, we enjoyed watching Bryson DeChambeau over the weekend. He was fun.
Well, did you watch DeChambeau hit the friggin' ball?
Is that not his name?
I saw highlights DeChambeau, of DeChambeau.
It's crazy. He's averaging, not for the year, but in this tournament, he's hitting drives between 350 and, like, well, they're all 340 to 370-yard drives. I mean, he's going places that he was hitting it so long that one time that they're walking ahead of him and they were almost on the green, and he goes, hey, listen, why don't you go ahead and hit? You hit a lot shorter. And the announcers are going, man, that's rude. Like, you know, like, you don't do that to your playing partner. And the guy, like, I don't think he was trying to be a smartass. He's like, look at, dude, you don't hit it nearly as far as I do. So why don't you go ahead and hit it? Just hit it out there so I can try to hit it up on the green. And it's just crazy. Now, I'm not saying he's Tiger or he's got Tiger appeal, but he ends up winning the tournament. Even though he didn't get very many of his shots close to the pin, his second shots when he did hit them, and he hit a lot of wedges and nine irons, it looked like. But just crazy.
I must have missed that, but I did see the part where he was pissed off about the cameraman.
Yeah, well, you always catch that. You always catch that stuff. You're good on all that stuff. So the guy's story is crazy. Like, so they everybody is out, and, you know, a lot of us gain weight. Like, we didn't want to, but we've been sitting around eating, especially that first month. This guy decided, he got together with somebody, said, hey, why don't you put some weight on, and let's hit the weights hard, and you're going to have a chance to just crush the ball. He goes, yeah, man, that's what I want to do. I just want to, like, rip it, get it closer, where I have a higher percentage of chances to make birdies and eagles. Eagles on par fives, birdies on par fours. And so he got massive. I think he gained like 20 pounds. And it's not a fat, if you remember the old walrus who was a big heavy man, had the big belly, right. Kind of like a lot of the old golfers. They, you know, they weren't in great shape. They're just really good players. He looks kind of like a linebacker now. He got real
big.
Do
they test for PEDs in golf?
Yeah, they do, actually.
Well, let me tell you something. If he goes by this menu that he normally does by day, by the way, it wasn't 20 pounds, it was 30 pounds he said he gained at this point. Here's his breakfast, 4 eggs, 5 pieces of bacon, toast, and 2 protein shakes. That's breakfast.
Yeah, keep going.
Okay, midday, your favorite, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Got to have that.
A go macro bar here and there, 2 shakes mid-round or after every 6 holes, and snacking when practicing after. Oh, dinner, steak, potatoes, and 2 more of those protein shakes. So he has 6 protein shakes every single day. That's where he said he gained everything or brought everything in there by the 6 protein shakes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of protein shakes.
They say he was like 200 pounds when he... He was a great golfer. I don't want everybody to think he just like got good when he put all this stuff. I mean, he's won on tour. He's a collegiate champion, which is hard to do. Usually the collegiate champions are pretty damn good at, so he's won some tournaments, but this thing is and he just rips it. And amazingly, they're pretty straight. You know, and like those guys were saying the other day, when you hit it that far, it's hard to control, which I would never know. That's the most frustrating game in the world for me. So I don't know. I don't know if anybody saw him and said, you know what, this kind of an interesting dude. I'm going to go ahead and watch him, or if he didn't do it. But I'm guessing, like everything, anything you put on TV, the ratings are up right now, right? It could have probably had us up playing golf, like shooting 120 each one of us. Right. And hitting everything in the water, yeah. And we probably get people going, it's live. Let's just watch it. At least it's something that's live out there. I want to mention something about the Dolphins here real quickly, too. The NFLPA and the NFL kind of going back and forth a little bit. The NFL's pretty much decided 2 preseason games. The NFLPA said, hey, you know what? Honestly, we don't want to play any preseason games. And by the way, during the year, we don't want 11-on-11 in practice. Now I get it. They're looking out for the safety. If you got to have that much safety, then I don't know if you should, if they really go to that. I don't think it's safety for the players getting ready to play the games to go from practice with no scrimmages, with no preseason games, and jump right into the start of the season. I don't know what to expect. I'm not saying guys do a lot, but especially, and I'm not saying the veteran players, a handful of veteran players need a lot of work, but for a team like the Miami Dolphins that have 11 drafted rookies, besides rookie free agents, and all those veterans they signed, those guys, they need a little preseason work, man. I understand that we're worried about the COVID-19. Is we're more worried about that than the game looking real good to start with. I just don't know how you can use your young guys and expect them to be very good without. It's like throwing them in from a walkthrough to going 100 miles an hour in a game situation. I thought about this. The COVID-19 is serious. I know they want to keep their players healthy. That's their job. But, boy, they got to have something. I'm all for cutting back the preseason. I agree. They don't need it all. The NFLPA wants 0 preseason games, and no 11-on-11 during the season, I think you have to do some 11-on-11, whether you're getting ready for the other team or you're just getting your own game plan together. Right. That's a tough one. And I don't know. And again, these numbers, I don't even know how the hell they're going to do it, especially in our backyard, Arizona's backyard, the Cowboys' backyard, the Texans' backyard. Those are gonna be tough. All those markets where the numbers are crazy, and everybody around you in your life when you go home at night.
It's talking about this, right?
Yeah, it's right. Hey, honey, can you do me a favor? Not get your nails done for a while. Can you just? Right. Or your hair. Your color looks fine in your hair. I like it. And by the way, can you keep the kids? Try to keep them in the backyard or just walk or. No, you can't get together with all your friends and their kids. You know, that's tough. It's going to be tough for all these sports. For months, too.
You know, not just for another couple of weeks. It's, you know, for the next couple of months also. Keeping your kids at ease, keeping your wife at ease, keeping whoever else you have in your house at ease, and just telling them, yeah, we can't really do anything if I need to go to work every day.
We got the Marlins. I believe that the number, unless it's gone up, and it could have, Marlins, 4 positive tests. The Heat. 3 positive tests. They wouldn't come out on who the players were, the last two. But, yeah, this whole thing. And then baseball, they had to shut down because they didn't get the results back in time. So the teams were scared to go out till they got the results to practice because if somebody had it, they want to make sure they want to give it somebody else. Yeah, we are living during a different crazy time. And yet saying all that, I am a selfish fan going, man, work through it.
Oh, yeah.
Give us some games. And part of the story as these seasons go on, whether it's a super fast Major League Baseball season of 60 games with some new rules to the playoffs for the NHL, the playoffs right around the corner for the NBA after they play a handful of games, story's basically going to be who can stay healthy and good, right? I mean, who's right. going to get their game back to what it was during the regular season before the COVID-19 hit? And then the other story is, like, we're going to do updates as soon as we find out who the players are. Like, oh, why isn't LeBron James playing tonight? Oh, LeBron's got it. Well, they're done. They're, you know, like, key players get this stuff in all these sports. You got some problems in a best of 7 series where you're playing all these games. It's going to be crazy and still waiting on some guys to whether they're going to come back. I saw Dwight Howard came out and said he will play with the Lakers. That's good news for the Lakers. They really needed him and what he's been able to do in his limited minutes so far. They've been a really good defensive team, and he's been a big part of it.
Did you see the video of Rondo working out by any chance?
Yes.
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, my God, man. He looks like Drago or something from Rocky IV. I mean, he looks like absolutely jacked.
Bryce, he looks like DeChampagne a little bit.
DeChampagne?
I'm going to send you that video, Joe. You got to see this guy. I mean, he looks like he's been hitting the weights the entire thing. Like kind of like Zion, by the way, who posted that picture. He slimmed down, too.
How about
he
that one?
Answered your call, Joe.
How about that guy?
Right.
Getting serious about, like, yeah, I'm going to come back and good for him, man. Because I'll be honest, if you don't have willpower and you usually have a weight problem anyway, like certain people have a weight problem. They fight it every day. This last 3 months has not been easy, whether you're an athlete or not, just staying home. It's been tough. I've seen some people that are in my life day to day, and I went, whoa, man, you hit the carbs hard, bro. You know, joking. Guys joke around with each other. They go, yeah, man, I can get my ass back in shape now. God, it got bad for a while. But yeah, you watch a lot of movies, didn't you? A lot of movie watching. I gotcha. 7 o'clock hour is coming up. We got a lot more stuff we'll get to. Patrick Mahomes hit the jackpot, man, if you missed it. Hey, I'll tell you before we get to 7 o'clock hour, I want to talk to you for a minute about an organization that's been really close to my heart. I'm talking about Chapman Partnership. They do more than just provide a warm meal, especially in times like we're going through right now. They're changing lives daily in our community by empowering the homeless on their path towards a self-sufficient life through comprehensive care during this uncertain time that we're all living through and we all face that COVID-19. We need your support now more than ever. So for a limited time, when you donate $250 for a one-time gift or as a monthly sustaining donor to the life-changing programs at Chapman, you'll receive an inspiring Hope Lives Here yard sign to proudly display on your front lawn. Funds raise support enhanced services and programs to the most urgent needs of families and provide summer enrichment at the center for students. We've got so many students at the two Chapman partnership facilities. Hundreds of kids getting ready to go back to school. But listen, they need all the right tools right now to keep up with the rest of kids. So join me at 560 QAM as we help support families at Chapman and support their home from our homes. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org and click donate to get your Hope Lives Here yard sign. Now more than ever, we really need your help. Just a little bit can change a life today. Let's support their home from our homes. Be a part of Chapman Village today. Thank you.